Discussed briefly yesterday, that is urban renewal, and you discussed how it affected especially the Second Baptist Church here in Waco. But what do you recall about the emergence of that whole urban renewal project and the disagreement within the community leadership about urban renewal?
Well, first thing, it was a new idea to most of us. While it's something that you hear about, but when it really comes to you, such as the right of eminent domain for public mm-hmm. purpose and so on, so we tried to educate ourselves to it. In fact, we tried to become, in a sense, lay lawyers. And as I recall, Reverend Cooper and I went over to the Baylor Law School to try to get information about the urban renewal law, read as much as possible. And we asked the one of the persons who served as assistant there to in the library to get a book for us, and she was unable to find it. So she finally went to Dr. Abner McCall, who was then dean of the law school, and he got the book and came out with it to us, and he said, "I'm Abner McCall," and I said, "I'm Marvin Griffin," and then he handed the book to us, and he also introduced himself to Reverend Cooper, and he told him he was M.L. Cooper, so we had to go to the law source itself, and he was also sort of identified with Baylor because the benefits of the urban renewal program were going to be directed toward Baylor, so it was rather humorous. Reverend Cooper and I laughed about it when we went out because we were coming to him to get the information really to use against him.
Yeah.